a promise to make the MIQ booking system fairer as those desperate to come home pay huge fees to third parties to secure a spot. Pressure's been mounting on officials to improve the booking system and increase the supply of rooms, which are booked out for months. Meanwhile, companies are cashing in on the desperation of those New Zealanders stuck overseas. Here's political reporter Charlie Drever.
Tim has tried everything to try and get a spot in MIQ. For the past 3.5 months, he's spent 10 to 12 hours a day refreshing the booking website. He even wrote a computer script to keep refreshing the webpage.
Slightly embarrassed to say, but I'll put my hand up and say I actually made the call to pay MIQ helpers last week to book me a slot, and it was just out of sheer frustration that I'd spent weeks upon weeks trying to book a slot and kind of at my wit's end emotionally, I guess. I'm one of those who put the hand up and say it kind of drove me to pay for a service to hopefully ensure I get a spot at some point.
For that booking service, he was charged $2,500, plus a $40 admin fee. But he's not alone. More and more desperate New Zealanders stuck overseas are paying thousands in a bid to secure an MIQ spot. Head of MIQ, Megan Main, says people can get others to help them secure spots in certain circumstances.
Some people can't make that booking themselves. It could be an elderly person or a child, and certainly someone can make that booking on their behalf, but they have their own login and password. Where we're breaching terms of use is where a third party asks the user to give them their login, their password and all of their personal details.
National's Chris Bishop says third-party websites should be stopped.
You know, we had Megan Main, who's the head of MIQ, saying, you know, only use reputable third-party websites. Well, the question is, you know, what does reputable actually mean? And so there's some real lack of clarity there. So I think we need to be banning those third-party websites, and we need to be banning the bots. The government says they've banned them, but they still seem to exist.
Megan Main says work is now underway to even the playing field.
We're looking at how we can safely and fairly let people know when vouchers are going to be released, particularly those bulk releases that we do every month or so. And I would say that every day we're re-releasing vouchers into the system.
But COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins warned capacity is still going to be a factor.
We've looked at all of the different options, including other countries allocate space to airlines, and then it's up to the airlines as to how they fill that in. You could have a lottery where people just enter into a ballot. No matter how you cut it, there aren't going to be enough spaces for everybody that wants to come in, and so there will continue to be some disappointment there.
A feeling Tim is all too aware of as he waits for his voucher.